add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
As Pete Alonso walks out onto the field, I was just telling Marco Belletti, I'm like, in the arena, when they do these intros, it's a waste of time. These guys are about to take batting practice at the Home Run Derby, and you have them come out onto the field, stand on a star, shoot off fireworks and smoke, and they have like a song. I don't know, it's an all-star game. It's what they got to do. As I'm looking at this kid calling him out, I'm like, you know what? I don't even like the All-Star Game logo, the hats, the jerseys this year. I'm fine right here on the Fan in New York. Keith McPherson joining you for another five-hour KM to AM, 1 hour down. The first hour, I had to speak on the Yankees debacle, the worst loss of the season. But you've felt that before, right? You've felt that before, right? Like, when I got off the roller coaster last year, it was because they came back from the All-Star break, went to Colorado, and found a way to lose that series. Oh, yeah, Clay Holmes had a part in that loss where I'm like, this team sucks. They find ways to lose. I'm off this ride. I'm not taking this up and down seesaw ride with you guys. I'm out. I know you're not winning anything. At that point, I knew you weren't making the postseason. And then days after, they did nothing to add at the deadline. So whatever, I'm off that. We're definitely going to get into the Mets this hour. I got you on that. But before we went to break, I started to talk about the Jets. And, I mean, there's a few ways to go with the Jets conversation. Obviously, Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers, golfing, and a fan, a grown man, crying, I just want a Super Bowl. Like, these Jets fans are, they're interesting, man. And I actually thought about the Jets last week when I was on, really Saturday when I was on, I talked about how the Knicks have entered the New York sports team championship or bust rankings. Like, that's what it is for the Rangers, as we saw them come up short. That's what it always is for the Yankees. The Knicks, now that Jalen Brunson took a pay cut and they were able to collect all four Villanova Knicks, it's championship right now. But the same thing applies for the Jets, because all the Jets fans and people all around the NFL are talking about a Super Bowl. I saw RG3 come out today and say, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy and plays like he did a couple years ago, the Jets can win the Super Bowl. Hey, crawl before you walk. The goal is for Aaron Rodgers to be healthy for at least 10 games and end the 13-year playoff drought. 888-808-1019. My guy Will is in Belmore, New York. What's up, Will? You're on the Fan.
Keith, what's going on? Long time, bro.
Yeah, man. Thank you for posting that video today and for calling the Fan. I know you got on earlier with Evan, but I saw that video today, and I felt for you. I see your videos. I know you're a diehard Jets fan, Islanders fan. Maybe you've already died off of the Yankees. I don't know how much of a diehard Yankee fan you still are. But tell us about what you received from the New York Jets in an envelope that prompted you to make this video that has 78,000 views on Twitter, couple hundred likes and retweets.
Yeah, it's been a crazy whirlwind day. When I got the package today, I opened it up and I'm saying to myself, what is this? And I opened it up, I saw the yearbook, and I prompted to make the video. And, you know, it's been like this now for the past couple of years where, you know, the Jets, they always try and get the marquee name. But for the season ticket holder in general, it's just, here, just take the yearbook and that's it. And thus far, it's been a good offseason for them. But when you look at the social media too, you alluded to Twitter, and you see these influencers getting T-shirts and hats, the new logo of new merch. And then you see the season ticket holders, the diehard fans that sit in the stands, that stay for the whole game, and they get literally just the yearbook and that's it. I think that's a huge slap in the face of the fan base.
Well, you said there was, I think there was some wine coupons and a CJ Mosley dress line.
Yes, there was. And, you know, I got to admit to you right now, man, you know, it's literally like the same thing. We lost that. I feel like we lost out on a couple perks too. I remember, you know, a couple of years ago, you could get NFL Red Zone, like a subscription for free, and get like a Madden like coupon or something like that. We didn't even get that this year as season ticket holders. But regardless, that's just it is what it is there. It's just the fact that, you know, the Jet fan just keeps on spending money galore. And to get a little bit of a package like that again, the team and ownership, they've spent the money to get free agents yearly, it seems like, whether or not it's Carl Lawson or Tremaine Johnson years ago. But at that same point in time, man, it's just like just a little appreciation to the fans.
Yeah.
You know, it goes a long way, bro.
You had to sit there and watch Zach Wilson again last year after all of the hype of Hard Knocks and all of the Sunday night football, Thursday night football games. And you had to sit through another season of Zach Wilson and even Tim Boyle. No Aaron Rodgers. They raise the ticket prices. And to kick off this year, days before training camp starts, they send you an envelope with a yearbook in it. And Giants fans are talking about what they got. I know we've seen what Steve Cohen has sent out to Mets fans. It's like, hey, why are we still getting the short end of the stick after sticking around with this team forever?
Yeah, I mean, you alluded to me being an Islanders fan. I'm a season ticket holder with the Islanders, too. And the Islanders give out a lot more perks, and they've been awesome with the capital A, to quote the great Dick Vitale. But regardless, you know, it's just amazing to see what the Islanders do for their fans, and yet to go to the other side of the river and seeing what the Jets give to their fans, it's just like, I don't know if Woody Johnson's tone deaf or whatever, but it's not fun. You know, it's not fun.
It's not enough. They're missing the mark. So something else has to come, I guess. The Devontae Adams trade is the next thing to come to make up for this.
I've seen the Boomer Esiason takeaway. I've seen, you know, the videos with Aaron Rodgers talking about him, and Breece Hall talking about Devontae as well. Listen, here's the bottom line with the Jets. For years, they always managed to get the free agents here, right? And trying to make the trade. But the issue here is execution and protection of the quarterback. And, you know, let's go one further, getting to the quarterback. And for years, I've always heard the greats always talking about having to win the battle in the trenches. And whether or not it's offensive line play or, you know, defensive line play, you got to get to the quarterback and you got to protect the quarterback. The Jets can do both those things this year. But again, to your point earlier with Devontae, you know, it's all about execution. Okay. Can they go out there and get him? Sure. But at that same point in time, they got to execute and they got to find ways to win games on the field. So that's what I'm looking forward to at this point, with or without Devontae Adams.
Will, you're the man, bro. Appreciate you. I remember back in the day, you were an early adopter. I remember you bringing me on your podcast like 5 years ago when you had On the Board Sports and you guys were set up in that nice studio. I was honored to, you know, come on that podcast and talk Yankees with you, man. I know you've hung it up since, but you're still out there. You're a diehard fan, and anything I could do for you, let me know.
Thank you, Keith. I really appreciate that. And, you know, just thank you for just your support always, bro. Thank you.
That's my guy, Will C. Check him out. I mean, he's out there on Twitter right now. Let me pull up his account. Will Chiarucci. He's out there on Twitter with this video, at Will Chiarucci, Chiarucci. Like, this is a guy that is a diehard sports fan. Like, when he had me on his podcast in 2019, it was just strictly, like, to come on and talk sports. But he also has a day job, and he grinds and works hard to be able to buy tickets to go see the Jets, see the Islanders, lives and breathes sports, travels to go see teams. And I could literally tell in his face when he opened up this package from the Jets, he thought it was a prank. Like, what is this? And now this video has 78,000 views, 288 likes, 48 quote tweets, 36 retweets, probably from other Jets fans. Saying, yeah, hopefully this isn't it. Hopefully there's a better season ticket holder gift, and maybe they've got something else planned, and this was just the first round. But, yeah, go give him a bump and go check him out on Twitter, 888-808-1019. In a minute, we're going to pull up the Josh Jacobs audio talking about why he left the Vegas Raiders. And then maybe we'll try to connect some dots on Devontae Adams. But I do want to talk Mets with you guys. Let's go to John and Muncie on the Fan. What's up, John?
Hi, Keith. First-time caller.
Hey, ding, 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 ding. First-time caller in there. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So I went to the Mets game yesterday, and it was a nice experience. So, basically, you know, they had their opportunities to to score runs to come back. But, you know, sometimes you just don't get the job done.
Yeah, can't win them all. And they were winning them all, but can't win them all. You said it was a nice experience. Was that the first game you went to this season?
This season, I think I went to one other, but yeah.
It was earlier in the year. It wasn't the, oh my God, Grimace era.
No. Yeah. Oh, wow. That was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Jose Iglesias just performed at the All-Star game. This guy's a superstar. They're bringing him out to perform. Oh my God. And he's actually a good ball player too.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's really helped this team.
So how do you feel about the Mets in the second half? I'm assuming you're a young guy. I'm assuming this team is giving you some hope that they'll make the postseason and make a good run.
Yeah, I've been a Mets for like 5 years already now, and I haven't seen this type of play. I mean, in what was it, 2021, where they won like 101 games?
2022, close, yep, 2 years ago, two seasons ago.
Yeah, so that was a nice season, but this is just a crazy run.
Yeah.
I think they're going to come out really hot in the second half.
Thank your mom and dad for bringing you to the game. Maybe they'll bring you to another game in the second half.
Oh, yeah. I'm expecting some October baseball.
There it is. Thanks, John. Appreciate you making your first call to my show, 888-808-1019. Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, it's baseball. You can't win every game. They were winning every game. I know the mission was to complete the homestand with, you know, it is what it is. They lost the game. Sometimes you just get an individual performance out of a guy like, who is the guy? Their first baseman for the Rockies. I'm like, look at this guy. This guy's just refusing to lose. You know, sometimes you get a baseball team like the Rockies saying, We don't want to leave here without a win. Taglia? I'm like, I never even heard of this guy. But he's going yard, and he's like, hey, I'm going to power us to victory. Pete Alonso hit a homer, getting ready for the home run derby. But all in all, right, how long did you expect that Mets bullpen to hold? Adrian Hauser? I mean, Quintana gave it up too, but Adrian Hauser, I know there's probably not too many Mets fans that's a fan of that guy. He started in the rotation, goes to the bullpen. He's not in the circle of trust. Here we go. Can they start this? I know we're 20 minutes in here. Can they start the home run derby, all-star game? I'm glad I'm not there. I'm happy I'm here with you. Let's go to Kevin in Nutley, New Jersey. What's up, Kevin? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm good.
That's cool, man. Long-time listener since day one, because people forget that FAN was originally the Mets radio station.
No way.
Yeah, man.
No, I've heard. I know.
You gotta know that.
I get some Mets fans who are like, this guy doesn't understand. This used to be a Mets town. This used to be a Mets station. That's what someone told me. That's why they... Because people like you is why the Mets don't air their games on WFAN. I'm like, because of me?
I'm a lifetime fan of sports. Used to have season tickets to the Jets, so on and so forth. But anyway, why I called you was to harass you a little bit. Because when you started the show, you said you weren't going to talk about the Yankees, and you did a lot of Yankee talk.
It's hard to avoid. It just keeps coming back around. I thought about your team, the Mets, and how they've started to develop some guys in the bullpen, from Phil Maton to Jose Buto, Daniel Nunez, Edwin Diaz, been there, that you can trust. And the Yankees have done that, and now we can't trust the closer. They might as well trade him and get another guy.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm a lifetime fan, you know. I've seen a lot. Excuse me, sorry. But the bottom line is the Yankees are never going to be who they were. That's all there is to it.
That's fact. They can never rebuild a dynasty, and nobody in baseball really can. We point to the Astros going to all those American League championships, but I think they're cooked. It's hard. It's a different game. It's a much different game today.
Yeah, it's a different game. Look at how much the Yankees won back in the day, because you had the same guys. They stayed forever. You know, you know, DiMaggio.
They added guys when they could in the offseason and at the deadline, and they had the core four, and they had the pedigree, and yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, you know, the bottom line is, you know, some people know, but not everybody knows, is that the only reason the Yankees had that dynasty was because of Stick Michael, you know?
Well, that goes against all the folks that say, well, what if George Steinbrenner was alive? Because they like to leave that part out.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, I know my stuff, man. I ain't bragging. I'm just a big sports fan, you know. But people don't even realize that, mm-hmm. that's you know how it started. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you know? Got the opportunity to make some moves without feeling like George was gonna trade Mariano Rivera or get rid of Derek Jeter or trade Bernie Williams, and he made the right moves and trusted some guys and kept some guys, and here we are. Thanks for the call, Kevin. The Home Run Derby is officially underway. Alec Bohm for the Philadelphia Phillies. This guy said he was taking batting practice, Home Run Derby style batting practice once a day leading up. And he's got one home run and about 2.5 minutes left. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. Let's see where we want to go. I mean, so we've talked Yankees. We've talked Jets. A little bit of Mets. All-Star game. Steve is in Jersey next up on the Fan. Steve, you got it, whatever you want to talk about.
Hey, what's up there, Keith? You know what I think would be cool if they had a Keith McPherson bobblehead with you in a Yankee uniform with WFAN Sports Radio 101.9 on
it. Did they give out at the game?
You know, well, maybe one for you, one for your friend or your boy, you know, if you have a kid or something like that. I think it'd be cool.
I don't think anybody would show up to get that bobblehead, but I would love one. I would love one.
And then I wanted to talk a little bit about the Yanks or ask you some stuff. Like, what do you think they should do after the All-Star break? Like, who do you think they should make any trades or not?
Here's what I think they should do. I think that they should look at everybody's numbers and erase the names and the contracts. I think they should look at every hole on the team and say, this isn't good enough performance. This could hurt us in October. Can we upgrade? Can we upgrade at closer? Can we upgrade in the bullpen? Can we upgrade this infield at third base, second base?
Yeah,
maybe even first. Can we get greedy? Right. When I spoke to Brian Cashman, I said, if this is the team, I don't care. Stack the deck. Even if you think that you've done it and you found the right chemistry in the clubhouse, you add Juan Soto, Verdugo, Marcus Stroman, you let some other guys walk. Add as much talent at the deadline at any position that you can, because iron sharpens iron.
I hear you, but I don't like to get greedy. I don't like that word, but
get greedy. They need to get greedy. If they're able to go out there, if Brian Cashman is able to go out there and finesse some of these teams into giving up talent, that's what I mean. Get greedy, because you don't have enough. You don't have enough as is. You're fooling yourself. They're fooling themselves if they think that they have enough as is with Gleyber Torres, DJ LeMahieu, like Volpe, Verdugo, Trent Grisham, Jahmy Jones.
Right. They don't have enough to win the World Series with those fellas. No, they don't.
Not in my estimation.
You're right about that. And then how about the Jets? I kind of like the idea that Aaron Rodgers and he's got Tyrod Taylor backing him up. You know, I kind of like that idea, you know.
That is arguably the best backup quarterback in the league. That's a veteran. That's a guy that has started for multiple teams. That's a guy that's been around the block. He's athletic. He can throw the ball downfield. He understands offenses. He's from this area. Or not from this area, but he's been in this area coming from the Giants.
I like that idea, man. You know,
it's a lot better idea than we'll go with Zach Wilson and he'll come along being able to smell Aaron Rodgers' breath for 3 months.
let him stay where he is, you know.
Yeah, somewhere fourth on the depth chart in Denver.
Well, Keith, you know, I wanted to just clear something up, too, that I said on the air the other time. As I said, I was a believer in the Yanks. That was the wrong choice of words. I root for the Yanks because I believe in the Lord Jesus, and I know that you do too because you talk about.
I'm about to say we got that in common then because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a Yankee fan. I root for the Yankees. I do not believe in them.
Yeah, I root for them. I don't believe in them. So I wanted to correct that and let everybody hear that on the air.
Amen, Steve. Well done. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here. It's about 8:30 on my watch. Alec Bohm looked like he put up a decent showing, but nothing that's going to hold as the first guy. Like, if you go first in the Derby, you got to wow the crowd. You got to have them off their feet. You got to have more than 25. Let me pull up ESPN so I can see what he actually did.
He got 20, but with the different format, it's only from 40 pitches. So he actually got one in every two. I think that's pretty good. He got like seven in a row at the end.
I don't know if it's going to hold with the guys that he's going up against. And I know that they have it set up now where like it's not the guy he's going up against defeats him, right? That's the change. I don't know if 20 is going to hold with...
How many advance to the next round? Do you know?
Four.
I think he'll make it to the next round. Oh, and then and he has the bonus round now.
All right, let's see it. I don't want to hate on him before he... Yeah, he's got the bonus. If he does well in this bonus, he's got to hit five. We'll see. He's got four outs left. Let's see. We got a break. 888-808-1019. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the Yankees and how I just, you know, I've seen enough, right? Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Believe your eyes. Believe what you see. If you watch baseball, you don't have to be a baseball savant to realize that that is a team with too many issues that will rear their ugly head in October, and I don't know if the trade deadline and a good all-star break can fix that. We're getting into the Mets conversation as I'm impressed with the Mets. I'm impressed with what they've been able to do to dig themselves out of where they were. The record might not scream impressive yet, but when you think about where they were 11 games under, when you think about how they were next to the Rockies and the Marlins in the standings, and now they are sitting in a wild card position, and they've got so many good stories and good feelings, it's a lot better feeling for the Mets fans, even though the Yankees record is a lot better. And of course, we're talking about the Jets, what they sent to their season ticket holders, the rumors about Devontae Adams and the Jets trading for Devontae Adams, which I'm not believing until I see it. Aaron Rodgers and, you know, what they're going to be this season and what they owe their fans coming off of last season's debacle. And of course, we'll talk about the Derby and the All-Star game. I've been to the last three, but I am here tonight.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
You're now rocking with the best, KM to AM. Keith McPherson on the Fan, you heard? I'm watching the Derby, and so far everybody's talking about how bad the national anthem was. I can't hear it here in the studio. There's no audio on, and I told you these little guys don't stand a chance in the Derby. These guys that don't have some girth to them, pause. These guys don't have like some weight to them. They're not going to be able to win. So Alec Bohm put up 21. And here's Bobby Witt Jr., another guy I didn't put a dollar on. He's struggling. He's in a bonus round with 18. So Alec Bohm is going to have a better showing than him. This is all playing into the hands of one Pete Alonso. Mike is in Clifton Park, New Jersey on the Fan. New York on the Fan. Sorry about that. Is there a Clifton Park, New Jersey? Maybe. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going? So a Met point and a quick Nick point. Mm-hmm. So with the Mets and Alonso and his contract, you know, I heard he wants to be a Met, et cetera, you know, but we heard this from Saquon Barkley as well, when he was a Giant. So if you're Stearns, do you kind of go back to him and say, okay, before this deadline, I'll offer you 5 years, either 150 or 175, which will be, you know, 150 obviously is $30 million a year, and 175 is more than that. And you see if he bites at that, and that way that kind of, you you know, that kind of takes care of Pete. That's, you know, he's not a centerpiece type of player on a team, but he's an important piece, I think, for the Mets.
If I'm David Stearns, in my first year and this first half of the year where I said we're going to be evaluating Pete Alonso, I'm not going back to him with any offer.
Okay.
So, okay. I mean, I would let him test free agency, and similar to how you talked about Saquon Barkley, Joe Shane said go test free agency and see what's out there for you. Yeah. But the difference is they will not be outbid if they decide they want Pete Alonso. Let's say Pete Alonso is able to hit 25 homers in the second half and powers them into the postseason and is a postseason hero for the New York Mets, and Mets fans already love him and he adds to his legacy more. Go out there and test free agency with Scott Boras. See what you can get. And when you come back to us, we have the richest owner in baseball. There's nobody that can outbid Steve Cohen. But I don't think the number for Pete is going to be as high as he once dreamed.
Well, yeah, so and that's the thing. Do you think he's come back to reality? Because I think he thought initially he was going to be more in the judge territory, but that has come crashing back down to earth. So
I don't know why he would think he was in the judge territory. Maybe he's got the wrong people around him, but I think the Mets have all the leverage because he has said he wants to be here. He lives here. His life is set up here. I think he does want to stay in this market. I just don't think he's going to get that much money. I don't think there's going to be that many people knocking on the door for him. And David Stearns and Steve Cohen have all the leverage. They have played this thing right.
And let me ask you about the Knicks really quickly. So now that Leon Rose, he's kind of locked in his main pieces here, and he sees the cap and what's in front of him and the room he has, do you think he tries to get creative and move a Randall and Mitchell Robinson to try to tweak the team even further? I'll just listen to your comment.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I wouldn't. I'd want to see what this team looks like with Julius Randle. You didn't get to see enough of that from, you know, after January, February when he got hurt. Like, I want to see what, like, I feel like we undervalue what Julius Randle is. This team could be even more, like, with Julius Randle, there might be too many problems on the court for teams to solve. You know what I'm saying? And you can't expect the Knicks to look like they looked last year with Brunson going out there dropping 40, 45. He shouldn't have to. I would want to see. Now, here's a guy I got my money on, Adolis Garcia, a hero from last year's postseason, and he's in his home ballpark. He's seen the most home runs out of any guy in the contest go out of this ballpark. So far, he's starting off slow. Is that one going to go? Let's go. I got some dollars on him. That one goes, yes, off the foul pole. Now get going. Pick up the pace. 888-808-1019. Alex, let me know when you have the audio from Josh Jacobs ready. We have it, so let me set the stage for this. We were talking about Devontae Adams, former Packer. We talk all day about Aaron Rodgers, former Packer. The Packers made a decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers. They had the youngest team in NFL history entering the playoffs, and what did they do? They went into Jerry World, where the Dallas Cowboys had been 16-0, smacked them in the face, ran the ball on them, played good enough defense, and left out of there with a win. And now, behind Jordan Love and a lot of young weapons on offense and players on defense, they are set up for success. They're trying to challenge the Lions, and they add Josh Jacobs to that mix. As we're talking about Saquon Barkley and the money that he was going to get, this free agent class of running backs was very interesting, the shakeup, to see where all these different guys went, from Tony Pollard to Derrick Henry to Austin Eckler, and one Josh Jacobs. And as we're talking about Devontae Adams, and we're talking about how disgruntled he is being in Vegas because there's no quarterback, I think it's interesting to note that if you watched that second episode and you saw the little bit of a relationship that he had with Josh Jacobs is now gone. Here's what Josh Jacobs had to say about his decision to leave Antonio Pierce and the new Raider Nation out there in Vegas to go be a cheesehead up in Wisconsin.
Was it hard for you in that 4 or 5 year period, the beginning of your career, to say, like, am I ever going to get out? Was that stressful?
Nah, definitely. Like, and that went in part to me leaving. I'm like, man, coming from Alabama, like, I went to championship every year I was there. I remember coming to the league and losing my first game, and I was mad, not talking to nobody, and a vet come up to me and, like, this is the NFL. Like, you gonna lose. I'm like, so y'all cool with losing? It was so different. Then the most frustrating thing about it all, you got me, you know, Tay and Max. You got guys that come in every day and work hard, and you don't get the results. Every year you close, but it's not winning. Y'all want me to come back on a discount and lose? I don't know how I feel about that.
There you go. He said me, Tay, and Max, Tay being Devontae. And there are some guys that play the sport to win, like Jalen Brunson. The money is what it is, but ultimately, the losing bothers them. If you're watching this Netflix series, Justin Jefferson was really bothered by himself fumbling the ball into the end zone and then them losing that game early on in the season to the Eagles. I remember watching that game live, thinking that guy is, he's beaten himself up. He's hurt about it. He's thinking too much about it. But, like, the will to win. And, you know, Ben Rice has it as we get back to talking about the Yankees. Josh Jacobs has it. If Devontae Adams absolutely does have the will to win and thinks that he wants to reignite the flame that he had with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, maybe there's a chance that this gets pushed. But if he doesn't want it, I know for a fact Antonio Pierce and Max Crosby, who's not going anywhere, they look at Devontae Adams as a centerpiece to what they're trying to build out there in Vegas, where they've already built up a ridiculous stadium and performance center. They have way better facilities out there than the Jets have here. It's not even close. I still am trying to put my finger on why exactly would Devontae Adams want to trade and why exactly would the Raiders make the trade. Jets fans, call me and tell me what you're giving up. You're willing to part with a first-round pick for Devontae Adams? I remember once upon a time the Dallas Cowboys had to trade a first-round pick to get Amari Cooper from the Raiders. 888-808-1019. Devontae Adams is arguably the best receiver in the league. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. Bobby is in Belmore. What's up, Bobby? You're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. I'm surprised you're not watching a Republican National Convention. I mean, we're a couple of millimeters away from a possible civil war. I mean, out of 350 million people, we got these two guys. It's just unbelievable.
I voted for the All-Star game. I'm probably not casting a vote there. I'm watching these guys hit home runs. That's for 10-10 wins. This is 101.9 FM. I got other things to do.
Yeah. Anyway, let me get to the Jets and the Yankees quickly. You know, this guy Griffin, I don't think he does his research. I mean, Rodgers 2 years ago? I mean, doesn't he know that 2 years ago, Rodgers lost a regular season game, the last game he had against the playoffs, at home against Detroit, got nothing to play for. And he played crap.
He lost to Daniel Jones and the Giants in London.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what. You work on ESPN, maybe you should get your facts straight.
Well, that's the thing. You work on ESPN where a lot of them just need to say things that they're able to clip, put on social media, and then all of us see and talk about. Nobody's watching that show live when he said it. We all saw the clip. They know what they're doing. Yeah. It's clickbait.
And 3 years ago, if he got confused, 3 years ago, he lost to Jimmy G in the first round at home, play like crap in that playoff game.
I was at the Devils game watching it. I remember. Yep, it was in the M Lounge. I was watching that happen.
And you're talking about Rodgers. He hasn't won a playoff game in 4 years. So, I mean, and speaking of that, you know, Devontae Adams, listen, haven't they got enough ex-Packers last year to realize what's going on?
Have you done enough of following the Aaron Rodgers wish list of the guys that Aaron Rodgers wants to play with?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go over to other players I spoke to you about it, that the crap they got. But I remember the last playoff game that Devontae Adams played, him and Rodgers played against Tampa Bay. They basically choked that game up. I mean, he was falling down. Devontae Adams was dropping passes.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, once everybody in the world knows there's only one thing you're trying to do, throw the ball to 17, it's pretty easy to stop.
And I see him screaming on the sidelines a lot. I don't want this guy. I mean, yeah. I can see it.
He's a diva. He's a diva wide receiver. He thinks he's the best receiver in the league, the best route runner, the best release guy off the line. He thinks he should be getting the ball. He's pissed off at Jimmy Garoppolo. Funny enough, they lost to Jimmy Garoppolo. He ends up playing with Jimmy Garoppolo under Josh McDaniels, and he can't get him the ball wide open. It's just more drama to bring here for a quarterback that claims he's going to play 4 more years. He might have 1 year in him.
Right. He's an older receiver. You got Wilson on the other side, and he doesn't get passes on to him like he used to do. And Wilson's a hell of a receiver, and you know it's going to work out. But and I just want to get to the Yankees quick. You know, I was looking. You know, the Orioles starting staff has been really bad. I mean, three of their five starters have more than a 4 ERA. Two of them have a 4 ERA.
They're hurt.
The other one has a 6. And I mean, the AL is wide open. I mean, Their starters are pitching like the Yankee start, three of the Yankee starters.
And that's what pisses me off the most, because that is what the saving grace is for the New York Yankees. Not that they're good, not that they play elite brand of baseball. It's that who else is going to beat them in the American League? And then when they end up losing to somebody that you don't expect, that one's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Right, or let the Astros get hot. And then let's say the Astros are the wild card and the Yankees have the upper hand. And this mic is too powerful. I don't want to even speak it into existence.
Yeah, well, the Astros are right behind Seattle, a couple games behind Seattle.
I'm paying attention.
And you know, as far as you know, these players, you know, like Verdugo and Volpe, you know, they play great, and you know, it's obvious, you know, their hitting was fantastic, and now they slipped. And I'm not going to, you know, lay the game on them, but it's unbelievable. Like, the first playoff series they won in a month, and it ends with the worst loss of the year.
Saying it. Just as they build up your belief, they flush it down the toilet. So believe what you see. They had an opportunity to sweep. They needed one more out, couldn't close the gate. Left the gate open a little bit for a team like the Baltimore Orioles to walk off and go into their All-Star break in first place, believing, hey, we got a shot. We own these guys. There's three more games. There's three more games in the Bronx. And I think the Yankees would have to sweep those games
It's 6-4. I think the Yankees have the edge 6-4 in the series now because they won two out. It was 5-2, and then they won two out. So it's 6-4 Baltimore, right? I think that's.
Yeah. So the Yankees would have to sweep these last three games in the final homestand to get the edge.
They only have three more, right?
There's only three more. You had it right there. It'll come up later. Stay tuned on The Fan. I'm sure we'll be there talking about it. Last homestand, I'll probably be at the games, and then I'll come drive down here and host the show after and be like, we're running out of games here, folks. It's a tight race. Imagine the Baltimore Orioles win the division by one game.
Yeah, well, that could happen. And quickly on the Mets, Arizona did it last year. You know, they were a 500 team. So the playoffs are a different animal. If they get Senga back, if he can perform like he did, and get a couple of bullpen guys at the trade deadline, they could do that. That's going to be, you know, Alonso, they're going to have to probably keep. If they get real good pitching for Stop, I don't think it's going to happen. But they get pitchers for him, a couple of bullpen guys for him, you know, but a lot of teams are in the wild card race, so it's going to be hard to trade during the deadline, or before the deadline, But, you know, I think the Mets could be, you know, a serious, you know, contender. I'm not talking about Phillies or Dodgers, but, you
as
know,
a wild card team, they are absolutely looking like a team that could be a threat if they button things up and tighten things up, which I expect them to. This is not a rebuild year. This is not a punt year. This is not a wait and see year. You evaluate what you have, and right now you have a team that can put up double-digit hits, score runs, hit the ball out of the ballpark, and I think there's just a 0% chance that they sell off pieces. And I think that they go for it. And they already told you they have. They went and got Phil Maton. And I think they're going to get another arm or two here.
And, you know, Severino, Scott, the Gastenga back. I mean, you know, and they can get a couple. They need the bullpen help, obviously. I mean, you know, they desperately need bullpen help. And if they could do that, you know, I think that, you know, it could be an interesting October with them and the Yankees. So I think, you know, as far as their relief pitch, I mean, as far as their hitting is concerned, I mean, they've been the hottest hitting team in the league the last 40 games.
Yeah, that's not a fluke. That's not an aberration. That's not something that's just going to randomly disappear because it's different guys. It's not even the guy coming up, Pete Alonso, in the home run derby. It's not even the guy, Pete Alonso, that you used to rely on. Come on, Pete, save us. Hit the ball out. It's everybody else.
No, yeah, it's 25% of the year. It's 40 games is a lot of games been playing well like this. And, you know, I think J.D. Martinez, I wanted this guy since last year. Instead of getting, you know, the
All-Star break is right on time for him because he's struggling a little bit, and he was banged up a bit. Good for him to get this break. He's a little older.
Yeah, he has not hit well, but he did. They started playing well when Lindor in the batting leadoff, and Martinez took a while to get going because he was missing. He didn't attend spring training. So those two guys started hitting. They started winning now. You know, J.D. Martinez has slipped. Lindor's still hot. And, you know, they got their 1-2-6 is very strong. And, you know, like I said, you know, if they get their bullpen and they keep hitting the way they're hitting, I mean, you know, I don't see why not. 40 games is a long time, and if they continue their hitting, And, you know, they're starting to get Senga back. Hopefully he won't injure his, you know, it's still a question mark because he got hurt again. He already hurt his shoulder twice. But, you know, the bullpen is the key. And, you know, they could, Maton was a great move. And I think they could actually, you know, move. They're not far behind the Braves either. So, I mean, you know.
They'll see the Braves. They'll see the Yankees. They will have some tests right out of the gate to let you know if it's real or not. Thanks for the call, Bobby. If they evaporate, if they disappear coming out of the gate, then you can say, oh, it was a good first half. But these guys went on a break for a few days and they lost it all. 888-808-1019. We're talking about everything. We're talking about the Yanks. We're talking about the Mets. We've introduced the Knicks into the conversation. Cam Payne signed with the Knicks. Cameron Payne was that little pesky guy. He looks like a squirrel. Looks like the guy from Holes. Cam Payne signs a one-year deal for $3.1 million. Jalen Brunson saving him money. You can go add a bench player that can come in and give you instant offense, a guy that can shoot. He was pesky. You guys remember him in the Sixers series. He's played on multiple teams, and he also used to play with Mikal Bridges out in Phoenix. So they add him to a one-year contract, bolstering the team. And I think Knicks fans got to be happy with this offseason. Knicks fans, call me up if you got something to add about that. Jalen Brunson or Mitchell Robinson or Julius Randle. I don't know. I don't think they moved Julius Randle. I think we want to see Julius come back, and Julius deserves to be a part of this since he was really the first part of the change. We started to talk Jets, everything from Aaron Rodgers to, like, why would you continue on this next year with more of the Aaron Rodgers wish list? Oh, yeah, I love Devontae. I can't wait to play with him again. When? Maybe if you get to a Pro Bowl this year. Maybe if you're in the AFC Pro Bowl team. I just don't think that they're going to give up what it takes, and nor should they. You're going to need your picks to keep this going. Like, you're going to need picks. You might have to draft a quarterback after Aaron Rodgers hangs it up. I just don't understand the Devontae Adams talk as far as, I just think it's propaganda. I think it's just fodder. It's just people grasping at straws for clicks because Aaron Rodgers is talked about all the time. What else do we hit on? Home Run Derby, All-Star Game. Teoscar Hernandez, you let me down. Teoscar Hernandez, you know what it was? Because I saw him hit those home runs in Yankee Stadium. I'm thinking he's like that. This has nothing to do with baseball. This is a skills competition strictly for guys that can put bat to ball. This is a batting practice competition. Pete Alonso's coming up. He's going to wow the crowd. He's done this too much to not have a great first round showing. So.
And Alec Bohm is in first place. You were like, 21's not enough.
Because I've been to home run derbies where 21, we just be like,
Yeah, format.
Last year, bro, Julio Rodriguez had that place upside down. I think he had 40 or 41. Adley Rutschman, he hit from both sides of the plate. I think he had almost 30. Yeah. It was nuts in there. This is mid. They don't look hype in there. Like, this does not.
The format's kind of like the 3-point contest where you have a certain amount of, you know, tries to get home runs and then you just try and see if, like, you can get more than another player, and then if they tie, they can go to like a tie break or something. So I don't know if it's,
these guys don't have it, and you know what it is too, they're indoors. It's different when you got a roof over the place. I mean, the one at Coors Field, ridiculous. Dodger Stadium, Juan Soto walked it off, won it, ridiculous. And even last year in Seattle, out there in the Pacific Northwest, like I said, it was like people were out of their seats, losing their minds. This is mid right now. Pete Alonso should win this. So hopefully he does. He's coming up in the break.